Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of Daybreak, from the evil of what he has created, and from the evil of darkness when it gathers, and from the evil of women who blow on knots, and from the evil of an envier when he envies. In this prayer, the Prophet Muhammad sought refuge in God from the evils of entities created by God. The prayer noted the evil of darkness, women who blow on knots, and the evil of enviers. In particular, it must not be forgotten that nothing in the universe acts independently of God. Nobody can harm anyone unless God so wills. The Prophet Muhammad had faith in that reality and sought refuge in our Lord, the Creator of all things, from evil beings. The remembrance of these things in the verses is most wise. That is because people today also suffer evil at one another's hands. With the abandonment of religious moral values, envy, hatred, and jealousy have taken over the majority of people. As it is revealed in the verse, night is a time that those who wish to do evil wait for. Nocturnal crime levels are very high. What people must do at this time when evil is widespread is to pray constantly, as our Prophet did, and to struggle on the side of truth, in other words, goodness against evil. Surat An-Nas, which follows Surat Al-Falaq, also cites a prayer of the Prophet Muhammad. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the insidious whisperer who whispers in people's breasts. Whispering means inspiring empty doubts and fears in people's minds. Satan and entities under Satan's control whisper into people's hearts in order to turn them away from God's path. It is stated in the Quran that Satan is a declared enemy of humanity. Its verses reveal that Satan whispers into people's hearts, frightens them with the idea of poverty, distracts them with alcohol and gambling, encourages hatred among them, and makes false promises to them. Another of our Prophet's prayers concerning Satan, such a cunning foe, says, Say, my Lord, I seek refuge with you from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek refuge with you, my Lord, from their presence. The Prophet Muhammad's prayer seeking refuge from Satan in God is an excellent reminder for believers. Nobody must regard himself as immune to Satan's snares. Satan's trickery is weak, but anyone can be taken in by it if they are not on their guard. For example, in the 21st century, many people still listen to the whisperings of Satan and harbor doubts about God, even though the proofs of creation are plain for all to see. For that reason, people must purge and cleanse their lower selves and free themselves from the material and spiritual pollution caused by Satan. They must pray to God for protection from Satan's snares. In that event, God will protect them, and Satan's snares will all be for nothing. Conclusion. As we have seen through this film, our Prophet submitted to God throughout the course of his life and prayed to him alone. He sought help from our Lord alone, knowing that he is almighty and omnipotent. He turned to God in all things he encountered. And God supported his prophet who believed in and prayed to him and rewarded him with sublime victory in this world and in the hereafter. He bestowed a pleasant life on him, answered his prayers, and gave him the best of everything. God praises his blessed servant in the Quran, saying, "You will have a wage which never fails. Indeed, you are truly vast in character." Another verse describes how the Prophet is an excellent role model for believers. "You have an excellent role model in the Messenger of God, for all who put their hope in God and the Last Day, and remember God much." Those who place their hope in God and the hereafter must take the Messenger of God as their role model. All the messengers there have ever been have feared God, loved Him above all things, and willingly obeyed Him, just like the Prophet Muhammad. Muslims must therefore adopt them as role models too. All the stories and prayers of the prophets in the Quran can act as our guides. Our Lord rewards those who obey Him and His messengers with paradise. This is good news given in the Quran. Say, "Shall I tell you of something better than that? Those who guard against evil will have gardens with their Lord, with rivers flowing under them, remaining in them timelessly, forever, and purified wives, and the pleasure of God. God sees His servants."